Manny Pacheco, and welcome to another radio segment of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written an award-winning book series sharing America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age. Joining me today is the fine columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lycan, with his weekly On the Backlot Report. Today, let's chat about the influence Hollywood cinema has had in popular music. In a previous show, we offered a musical tribute to Tinseltown with tunes that referenced actors, movie studios, and famous quotes from iconic scripts. Over the next hour, I'll primarily focus on specific motion pictures and television programs, a cause and effect on what popular recording artists have produced. The songs we have chosen are real tributes to what appeared on screen in the latter part of the studio era. We begin with the Best Picture of 1953. Not only did this Oscar winner capture the imagination of theater-going audiences, but it revitalized the career of one of its co-stars. He captured the Best Supporting Actor Academy Award, and he also recorded a number one song on the hit parade. Here's the chairman of the board, Mr. Frank Sinatra, with his homage to From Here to Eternity. On Forgotten Hollywood.
You vowed your love from here to eternity, a love so true it never would die. You gave your lips, gave them so willingly. How could I know your kiss meant goodbye? Now I'm alone with only a memory. My empty arms will never know why. Though you are gone, this love that you left with me will live from here to eternity.
Autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
This is Manny Pacheco, and today we're exploring the motion pictures that inspired popular tunes. Autumn Leaves, part of a medley that is a loving musical letter to her dad from Natalie Cole. It was often recorded since its initial release in France in 1945. Johnny Mercer wrote English lyrics in 1947, and Joe Stafford and Edith Piaf offered glowing renditions. When the film starring Joan Crawford was produced, Nat King Cole provided his own stylization. The only version actually reaching number one on the charts was performed by Roger Williams, mostly because of the anticipated success of the 1956 film noir picture. By the way, the last chapter in my book, Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, which is available on Amazon, it's entitled Autumn Leaves, with veteran actor Dean Jagger as its subject. Now, here's Nelson Riddle, who created the sound of the 1962 television program Route 66. Talk about 6 degrees of separation with Nat King Cole. This is Forgotten Hollywood. We'll be right back. Don Costa with his biggest selling hit tune and voted best song of 1960. Never on Sunday was nominated for 6 Oscars. The lyrical presentation appeared on the Billboard charts twice within a 12-week period.
Way up.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antone, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see a one, but sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go, fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Quaylo, he roared, I will show them no quarter. Everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall, and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent, and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antone, like a statue on his pintle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo, to the 13 days of glory at the siege of Alamo.
In the 1960s, musical inspiration often came from the movies. The Ventures in America and John Barry in the United Kingdom were influenced by the remake of a great film of the 1940s, The More the Merrier. It starred Joel McRae, Gene Arthur, and Charles Coburn. In fact, Charles Coburn won an Oscar for this role. The remake featured Cary Grant in his final screen appearance, and it was called Walk, Don't Run. However, I digress. John Wayne had a massive influence in the pre-Beatles era of Tin Pan Alley. Here's another fine example provided by Gene Pitney with a tune that should have been sung over the credits of The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. You're visiting Forgotten Hollywood.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man. The kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone in the brave, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night. When nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to people roam, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns. Bravest of them all. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance. He was the bravest of them all.
This is Manny Pacheco with you, and I'm sharing cinematic audio inspirations to our modern culture. Recording artists and their composers really benefited from the intermingling of pop music and motion pictures. One of these creative types massively influenced by Hollywood is Burt Bacharach. His first hit was the theme from The Blob, a thriller starring Steve McQueen. He created fabulous scores for Alfie and Valley of the Dolls. Once they were introduced and became familiar to moviegoers, he turned to Dionne Warwick and voila, they became massive hits. It was a great gimmick. Here's a fine example for you on Forgotten Hollywood.
love you more than the greatest love the world has known. This is the love that I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms got to hold your soul. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long, long time, but far beyond forever.
Darren with his upbeat version of a song nominated for an Oscar in 1963. Let's take a really quick break. In a few moments, I'll play a couple of tunes I'm sure you're convinced appeared in films, but don't bet on it. Forgotten Hollywood will be right back. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. I'm Manny Pacheco. Forgotten Hollywood is spending a part of your day reminiscing on cinema's influence on pop music. Here's the overall number one song recorded in 1966.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 in the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
you people, they were the devil's children. Bonnie and Clyde began their evil doing one lazy afternoon down Savannah way. They robbed a store and hightailed out of that town. Got clean away in a stolen car. Advanced their reputation and made the graduation into the banking business. Reach for the sky, sweet talking Clyde would holler as Bonnie loaded dollars in the jukebox back. Now one brave man, he tried to take them alone. They left him lying in a pool of blood. To be public enemy number one, running and hiding from every American lawman's gun. They used to laugh about dying, but deep inside them they knew that pretty soon they'd be lying beneath the ground together, pushing up there just to welcome the sun and the morning dew. Reliable information, a federal deputation laid a deadly ambush. When Bonnie and Clyde came walking in the sunshine, a half a dozen carbines opened up on them. Bonnie and Clyde, they lived a lot together, and finally together, they died.
The Ballad of the Green Beret, another tune influenced by a John Wayne production, and The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde, which could have fit well in the picture starring Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Bonnie and Clyde and The Graduate added a maturity to film production due to the elimination of the Hays Code put in place in the early 1930s to ensure that movie studios would not cross a certain profane line. The code wielded an enormous influence on how filmmaking was produced. Actors longed for a more realistic way of presenting a story, and pioneers in this field were Marlon Brando, Montgomery Clift, James Dean, and Burt Lancaster. In Europe, a more adult approach was in full swing in all genres, including what became known as the spaghetti western. Hugo Montenegro captured this new sound from The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, and Hang 'Em High. The latter tune was written by Dominic Frontieri, who later bought the Los Angeles Rams with his earnings. Forgotten Hollywood provides the musical narrative.
Oh,
I'm Manny Pacheco, and Forgotten Hollywood is capturing our popular culture's influence from motion pictures. In 1971, the pop group Coven caught an advanced screening of the Warner Brothers flick Billy Jack. This opportunity was so compelling, they wrote and recorded One Tin Soldier and presented it, the song, to the producers of the movie. So moved, the studio bought the rights to the tune, which led to a whole mess of legal issues after it became a hit. So much for being nice. Here it is on Forgotten Hollywood.
Listen, children, to a story that was written long ago about a kingdom on a mountain and the valley folk below. On the mountain was the treasure buried deep beneath the stone, and the valley people swore they'd have it for the very soldier rides away. So the people of the valley sent a message up the hill, asking for the buried treasure, tons of gold for which they'd kill. Came an answer from the kingdom, with our brothers we will share all the secrets of our mountain, all the riches buried. Treasure on the mountain, dark and red. Turn the stone and looked beneath it. Peace on earth was all it said. Go ahead, hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You've been justified in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. Come the judgment. Wanting soldier rides away. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. There won't be any trumpets blowing. Come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. Wanting soldier rides away.
All-Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All-Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our all-request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear?
We've been observing your...
Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Interplanetary most extraordinary craft. with your mind, you have ability to form and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate together. That's the way to send the message we declare.
The Carpenters on Forgotten Hollywood. The composition was massively influenced by Steven Spielberg's production of Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Star Wars. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft was definitely the most unusual tune ever recorded by Richard and Karen Carpenter. It's rarely played, truly a forgotten gem.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Manny, you know, I searched the archives and I found another classic movie where its haunting melody became a hit song. The movie is The Uninvited, a 1944 film which starred Ray Milland and Gail Russell. It introduced a song for Russell's character, which became an American standard, Stella by Starlight. As with Laura, another notable film of 1944 with a memorable movie theme, song lyrics were composed for Stella by Starlight after The Uninvited was released and became a popular movie. In 1946, Oscar-winning lyricist Ned Washington, who is best remembered for When You Wish Upon a Star and Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling, from High Noon, created lyrics to accompany the music. In 1947, two versions of Stella climbed the pop charts, one recorded by Frank Sinatra, the other by the Harry James Orchestra. And in 1952, saxophonist Charlie Parker made the first jazz recording of the tune, and the song remains a popular standard and jazz standard today. Well, let's turn to some other backlot news. If you're a fan of character actor Edmund O'Brien, I recommend you check out his almost forgotten westerns, which are now available on DVD. In one of them, Denver and Rio Grande, he was given a rare opportunity to play a leading role. The film showcases O'Brien's versatility and his expertise at playing both larger than life and intimate at the same time. Also available is the Western Silver City, in which he plays a mining expert who becomes romantically involved with Yvonne DiCarlo. O'Brien is one of my favorite character actors. Did you know he also did a syndicated TV series called Johnny Midnight? And if you should ever catch the dirty cop movie Shield for Murder with John Agar or Man Trap with Jeffrey Hunter, look at the credits. Yes, both were directed by Edmund O'Brien. Well, Manny, I'm running out of popcorn here, so I think I will head home and watch some westerns and then end the evening listening to Stella by Starlight. What about you, Manny? Any plans to hang out with Steve?
Well, I don't know. I have to ask Steve what he's doing later tonight. Gary Lycan is our reigning patrician to the Forgotten Hollywood program and to our producer, Steve Guzman. Thanks again for your diligent effort. Let's take in a movie. What do you think? Let me leave you with the theme from The Young and the Restless, which debuted on CBS in 1973. In 1976, ABC used the theme for a montage of Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci's routines during the 1976 Summer Olympics. Comăneci became the first female ever to be awarded a perfect score of 10 in an Olympic gymnastic event. The song then went to number one on the charts. One cultural hand washes the other, so to speak. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.